You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The Supreme Court will on Tuesday hear a batch of petitions seeking a direction to the Centre to stay the implementation of the Citizenship Amendment Rules 2024 till the Apex Court has decided the petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the Citizenship Amendment Act 2019. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Misra took note of the submissions of Senior Advocate Kapil Sibal, appearing for the Indian Union Muslim League, that once Indian citizenship has been granted to migrant Hindus, it cannot be taken back, and so an early hearing was warranted. The AAP on Monday termed the ED a political wing of BJP and dismissed its charges against the party and its national convener Arvind Kejriwal blatant and frivolous lies. The Enforcement Directorate on Monday said that BRS leader K. Kavita and some others conspired with top AAP leaders, including Kejriwal and Manish Sisodia, to get favors in the now-scrapped Delhi excise policy by paying 100 crore rupees to the political party that rules Delhi. Kavita was arrested last week by the ED from Hyderabad. The Aam Aadmi Party responded to the ED statement by saying its probe was biased. On earlier occasion too, ED has released such blatantly false and frivolous statements which show that instead of being a neutral investigative agency, it is working like a political wing of BJP, the party said in a statement. Delhi Minister Atishi alleged that the ED is planting stories in the media and has not even a penny worth of evidence against Kejriwal. British media on Monday published new images of Catherine, Princess of Wales, a week after a furore over an edited photograph turned into a PR disaster. British tabloid The Sun published a video and a photograph of a smiling Kate, 42, walking alongside her husband, Prince William, at a farmer's market in Windsor, west of the capital London. "Great to see you, Kate," said The Sun on Monday evening, alongside the images of the princess wearing leggings and a black top. Kate was at the center of an uproar last week after she admitted to editing an official portrait of her and her three children that was released by Buckingham Palace on Mothering Sunday. It came after Kate had not been seen at a public event since attending a Christmas Day church service and underwent abdominal surgery in January, fueling speculation about her health. Mumbai Indians has named England pacer Luke Wood as a replacement for an injured Australian fast bowler Jason Behrendorf ahead of the Indian Premier League IPL 2024. Wood, a left-arm pacer, has played 5 T20s for England, in addition to 2 ODIs, and has 8 T20i wickets against his name. Wood will join Mumbai India for 50 lakh rupees. During the last season, Behrendorf was one of the key performers of an Mumbai Indians pace unit, deprived of the star power of Indian quick Jasprit Bumrah and English pacer Jofra Archer. He guided Mumbai Indians to playoffs with his 14 wickets in 12 matches at an average of 27.64. The 17th season of the Indian Premier League will start from 22nd March, with defending champions Chennai Super Kings set to clash with Royal Challengers Bangalore at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium. A movie set Amara is challenging her conviction on an involuntary manslaughter charge in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer by Alec Baldwin on the set of the Western film Rust, court records released Monday show. Defense attorneys for Rust, Amara Hena Gutierrez-Reed, filed a request for a new trial and urged a judge to release the defendant from jail as deliberations proceed. Gutierrez-Reed was convicted by a jury this month in the shooting on the outskirts of Santa Fe, New Mexico, during a rehearsal in October 2021. Baldwin was indicted by a grand jury in January and has pleaded not guilty to an involuntary manslaughter charge, with trial set for July. In an emergency court motion, Defense attorneys Jason Bowles and Monica Barras asserted that the jury instructions in the case could confuse the jury and lead to a non-unanimous verdict. Similar objections to the jury instructions were rejected at trial.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.